Our banks know a lot about us, how much money we have, where we spend it, and what we owe.
Madonna could be dancing on stage, hanging out her body for everyone to see. But if the show's over and she's talking about money with her managers and you walk by, she says, hey, this is private.
Evan Hendricks is publisher of Privacy Times magazine. He says many banks don't have security policies about customer information, and those that do don't always abide by them.
It's hard to have a lot of trust right now between consumer and bank, given the activities Mr. Hatch found about with the sale of credit card numbers.
There are no laws.
Minnesota Attorney General Mike Hatch laments the lack of clear legal limits on how far banks can go with selling and sharing customer information. He sued U.S. Bank over the sale of information without depositors' consent. The bank contends it was within bounds because technically it never sold the information.
These banks are saying, well, you know, we do reveal, we do disclose, or we do share, but we don't sell. We just share this data with all these telemarketing firms. Well, that's like Clinton-esque definition of sex.
Hatch and 20 other attorneys general are promoting the creation of privacy laws for financial institutions. One of Hatch's biggest worries is a bill pending in Congress that would let banks branch into other industries. Already, he says, some banks sell insurance and securities, leading to information swapping on an unprecedented level.
The problem is when a bank has this data, they now can draw a profile of their depositors as who's likely to invest in products. I can call up a senior citizen, and this happens, and say, listen, I'll sell you an annuity.
Phil Senatempo works with Multilogic Incorporated, a maker of online investment software. He sees Hatch's concern from a different perspective. Some customers want to get all their services from the same financial institution, he says, with personalized service that can only be achieved by sharing information.
Today, financial services firms know what people have in terms of assets. They know how liquid they are. They know how much of it is disposable. Firms like Citigroup have it right. Firms like Schwab have it right. People want one-stop shopping. People want convenience. That's why firms like that and Amazon and others will do very well.
Senatempo predicts more demand for banking and investment services over the Internet. And despite the ease with which the web can be used to gather information, he doesn't see it as much different than trusting your information to a financial advisor you see in person.
Once you have a feeling of trust and relationship with a particular provider, there's no reason why anybody should worry about what information they're giving about themselves. If they're going to share it, they're going to share it whether it's online or offline.
Attorney General Mike Hatch agrees. He points out that when you transact business on the web, a screen pops up to tell you it's not secure.
At least it gives you the warning. The bank never does.
Robin Marks, Minnesota Public Radio.